Blessed be your name, Lord God. We worship you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We lift you up high today. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place, Father. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place, Father. We bless the name of the Lord this morning together. We say, Kingdom of God, come. Be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that you've given us the opportunity, to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We are the free. We are the redeemed of the Lord. And we say so today. We are rejoicing in you. Father, I thank you for the opportunity today to preach your word. I thank you for your anointing, your clarity, your words, only your words, Jesus. That every person in this place today and in the sound of my voice as it goes forth to the millions of people hearing and watching around the world. We thank you, Father. We praise you for your anointing. We thank you for the word that is life, health, peace, protection, salvation, joy, soundness, wholeness of being. And Father, I humbly submit myself to you this morning and ask you to take over, that every person would be touched by a word spoken today in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated this morning and ask the ushers if they can help us. If there's people in the hallways just chit-chatting, that you'll ask them to come in and be a part of what is about to take place. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. All the time. Hallelujah. Yesterday morning, we had a wonderful time together. The ladies got together for our once a month ladies meeting, and God did some wonderful things. How many ladies were here yesterday morning? Just stand to your feet, ladies, if you were here yesterday morning. Hallelujah. How many of you received something yesterday from the Lord? We just went to it, didn't we? In Jesus' name. And God spoke some things to us about generational curses. You may be seated, and we just broke some things off, and God said I was coming in on assignment to leave my notes home. He said, just leave your notes home and don't go there and preach tomorrow. This was Friday night. He said, just go there on an assignment and do what I tell you to do. And so this morning, he woke me up and said, well, let me preach those notes today. Amen? Amen. And so I just want to come this morning as an encourager. I believe God's put a mandate on my life to encourage and strengthen. This is a wild church full of warriors. You are warriors in God's kingdom. Amen. And I know not just one of you, but many of you. And if you're here this morning and you're a guest and this is your first time, there's a reason you came today. God brought you here today because he wanted you to hear some things that were going to help and strengthen you. Can you say amen? Amen. I titled this message this morning, A Fight to the Finish. And the Bible says in Daniel 7:25, Satan will speak out against the Most High. Imagine that. And wear down the saints of the Highest One. Anybody here this morning feel like you're starting to wear down? Come on, be honest. Lift your hand. That's his goal, to wear down the saints of the Highest One, intending to make alterations in time and in law. I know some situations going on in this house because people confide in us and speak to us and talk to us. But I also know in our own house and in pastor's life and my life and the life of our family and our children, we have been going through some stuff. Can anybody say they've been going through some stuff? We're in a fight to the finish, church. I'm not here this morning to give you goosebumps and chills and have you lay out on the floor and leave and get up and be the same as when you came in. I've come this morning with a message from the Spirit of God to tell you that you are in a fight. But it's a good fight because we know how it's going to turn out. Hallelujah. I'm not here this morning to tell you you're never going to fight again and you're going to have a bed of roses in your life. I'm here to encourage you in your fight today. If you're in a fight right now, I just want you to stand to your feet. Just all over the room, just stand to your feet. If you believe you are in a fight right now, come on, just look around the room. Just look. Look at your brothers. Look at your sisters in Christ. The Bible says we shouldn't wonder when fiery trials come our way. And one thing the enemy tries to do is get us all introverted and think, oh, it's only me. I'm the only one that's going through this. But just look all around the room right now. We're in a fight. Look at your neighbor and say, we're in a fight. Hallelujah. You can be seated. In these days, it seems like there's never-ending delays, never-ending days of conflict, situations that should have been remedied months and some even years ago. That scripture I just read in Daniel says the enemy tries to come to alter times. That's why we need to live in the Spirit. That's why we need to hear from the Holy Spirit. Pastor's been preaching it for 15 years. Ask the Holy Spirit what to do. If we walk and live and move and have our being in the Spirit, there's nothing the enemy can do to take us out, because you can't kill a dead man or a dead woman. We have already died to our flesh and are alive to Christ. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Situations and people that have been empowered and energized by demonic resistance, standing in opposition to the forward progress of God's people. Are you one of God's? Then you're going to have some opposition. Many believers accept this resistance, and this is really frightening. Till a quiet oppression rests on their soul. When you are bombarded over and over and over and over and over and over, you come to the point in your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, where you just start to just back up. I had a lady pray with me yesterday morning, and she said, I just feel like I've become so lethargic. I don't feel like I'm of use to the body of Christ anymore. When we begin to back up and back up and back up and allow oppression to lay itself on our soul, heaviness, we're a soldier in God's army. You ask anybody who is in the military if it's easy, if they're not shot at and bombarded and have things come against them. You ask any person who serves our country. Listen, our country is at war, in case anybody didn't know. And things in the natural line up with things in the spirit. And we are at war. We are in a fight. We are in a battle for our life. We are living in a time and in an hour and in a day such as we have never lived in before. We are facing opposition such as we have never faced before. We are in an hour and a day that was prophesied back in Malachi chapter 4. Just open your Bible and just go there for a minute. I'm here to encourage somebody today. Somebody came in here saying, I don't know if I can go on anymore. And I'm here to encourage you. And even as we speak and as we preach this morning, your heart and your spirit and your mind and your soul are being encouraged and begin to leap on the inside of you. Somebody say hallelujah. Malachi 4, this was prophesied, the coming day of the Lord. For behold, the day comes that shall burn like an oven, and all the proud and arrogant, yes, and all that do wickedly and are lawless shall be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you, this is you, this is me, unto you who worship and revere and fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing on his wings and his beams, and you shall go forth and gamble like calves released from the stall and leap for joy. That's what the enemy is trying to stop. That's what he's after. Leap for joy. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, your trauma, what you've been through that's been laid to your soul, God's turning it around. You're going to leap for joy. Hallelujah. You're going to leap like a calf running across the field. Glory to God. If you don't quit, if you remember you're in a fight, hallelujah. You'll tread down the lawless and wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. And in the day that I shall do this, says the Lord of hosts, remember the law of Moses, my servant, the statutes and the ordinances which I commanded him on Mount Horeb to give Israel. Behold, this is the day we're living in, church, right now, right here, right now, today. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Listen, the spirit of Elijah is on the earth. Listen to what the spirit of Elijah does. He shall return and reconcile the heart of the fathers to the ungodly children, and the heart of the rebellious children to their fathers, a reconciliation produced by repentance of the ungodly. Lest I come and smite the land with a curse and a ban of utter destruction. The fire of Elijah is on the earth. The spirit of Elijah is on the earth. The spirit of miracles and signs and wonders is on the earth. Hallelujah. And we're in a fight to the finish. We're not going to quit. We're not going to back up. We're not going to step out of the race. We're not going to let oppression and heaviness lay itself on our soul till we want to crawl into a little hole and not come out. We are here to finish the race, to run the race with patience that is set before us, and we are in a fight to the finish. Look at your neighbor and tell him, we're going to fight till the finish. Hallelujah. Every day the enemy's out trying to steal joy, trying to steal strength, trying to steal passion from our hearts. And what's worse is people don't even know it. They just slip, they slip, they slide, they just move into depression and oppression. The Bible calls Satan a dragon. Spell it, D-R-A-G-O-N. Dragon, whose goal is to drag on every battle with draining, wearying days of delay. You know, I'm a pastor, and I've been a pastor for a long time, serving the Lord since I was a little girl. And God has shown me things and spoken things to my spirit and told me things that I was going to see. I haven't seen them yet, but I'm going to see them. You're going to see them. You're going to see. You're going to see with your physical eyes. Not someday in the sweet by and by, but you're going to see the things that God has shown you in a vision, in a dream, in a prayer closet, on your face, on the floor, as quick as a blink. These things come to us. It's from heaven. It's heaven's revelation. It's angelic visitation. And then the enemy tries to push, and resist, and resist, and resist, and cause things to drag on so long that we say, I give up. I just quit. Don't do it. I'm here to encourage somebody this morning. Don't do it. Don't quit. Don't give up. Hallelujah. The enemy's goal is to get us to seek. Listen. Seek relief rather than victory. Where are you finding relief? In a cigarette? In something you're snorting up your nose? In some bottle that you're drinking? In an illicit relationship, on some pornographic website. Let me tell you something. When the body of Christ begins to get divorced in the church, Pastor, husbands cheating on their wives, wives cheating on their husbands, ministry people walking out of a marriage, husbands beating their wives in the lobby of a hotel of some of these people who are great in God's kingdom. Let me tell you something. Something's wrong. People are trying to find relief instead of holding on until the finish and saying, I'm in a fight and I'm not going to quit and I'm not going to give in and I'm not going to give up and I'm not going to get a divorce and I'm not going to walk away and I'm not going to take drugs and I'm not going to find it in a bottle, and I'm not going to go into some illicit relationship. I'm not going to cheat on my husband. I'm not going to cheat on my wife. Come on, somebody better rise up and say, we're in a fight to the finish. It's scary what's happening in the body of Christ. Daniel prophesied it thousands of years ago. He said that serpent that was hurled out of heaven was going to try to twist around the body of Christ and try to oppress and try to resist. I read it to you in Daniel 7:25. He's speaking out. He's speaking out against the Most High. He's an accuser of the brethren. He's speaking out against you. He's throwing arrows. He's throwing darts. He's talking all the time. What are you doing? Are you speaking out? Are you speaking the word? Are you saying it shall come? Are you saying I'm in a fight to the finish? Are you speaking I believe the word of God? Are you saying there's life and death in my mouth? Out of my mouth there will come life, not death. Are you saying I have the mind of Christ? Are you pushing back against that which has pushed against you? Are you rising up and resisting that which is trying to resist you? Or are you just going to back up and let the devil roll right over you and take over that which God has promised to give you? He can't defeat us. We are the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we looking for relief or are we looking for victory? Are we going to compromise or are we going to conquer? Hallelujah. We're going to fight to the finish. Take your Bible and go over to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. I came this morning to encourage somebody. I don't know these things because it dropped on top of my head one day when I got up out of bed, and all of a sudden something just dropped on top of my mind, and the Lord gave revelation, and I can stand here this morning and say to you, we're in a fight to the finish. I've been fighting and battling. Pastor and I have been fighting and battling like we have never fought before, not with each other, but with the devil. So I know some stuff about warfare. And there's things that you won't know, you'll never know, you don't need to know, that have come against us in our life, in the spirit realm. But we overcome them all in the name of the Lord, just like David said. Hallelujah. That's why we have an anointing. That's why we have a message. You can't preach something you haven't lived. You can't get up and regurgitate someone else's book or tape or television program on the body of Christ. Mary Baxter told me when she goes into some churches, all she sees in the spirit on the platform is vomit. That's pretty serious. She said, Pastor, when I came in your church, I saw fire. Woo! Hallelujah! I said, hallelujah! I said, hallelujah. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got a bunch of wild, radical, fire-filled, fire-baptized, gonna make it through the battle. Hallelujah. Fight to the finish, believers in this place. Because you get just like those you get under. Yeah? Don't get out from underneath this covering. You may not like me. You may not like Pastor. You may not like our kids. You may not like it because it's too loud. You may not like it because of the songs we sing. You may not like it because it's too cold. You may not like it because the fan's running. You may not like it because it's too warm. But I'm telling you something in the Holy Ghost. If you'll stay with it and you'll stay plugged in, hallelujah, you'll get just like those that cover you. And Jesus is the head in heaven, and we are his body in the earth. Hallelujah. My marriage is anointed. Hallelujah. My body is anointed. Hallelujah. My finances are anointed. Hallelujah. My husband is anointed. Hallelujah. Our marriage, our children, our grandchildren are anointed. Hallelujah. And if you'll stay with it and you'll pay the price and you'll push against that which has come against you, well, I'm telling you this morning, I came to prophesy. I came to encourage somebody. Hold on. 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 Fight to the finish. Glory to God. Woo! Praise your wonderful name, Lord. Woo! Praise you, Lord. This is not, I used to tell my kids growing up, hey, this is not a popularity contest, boys. You could curse me out. You could hate me. You could call me names. It's not a popularity contest. We are here to see that you make it into the kingdom. And I'm here this morning to tell you, we are here to see that you make it, not only make it, but come into the kingdom of God on earth. Come on, possessing homes and lands and finances and health and peace and joy and soundness of mind and well-being. That's what Pastor and I are all about, getting souls and getting you where God wants you to go. Say glory to God. Woo. Praise you, Jesus. This is the Message Bible. I'm reading Ephesians, if I can find it. Chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. That's where I got the title for this message today, Fight to the Finish. That's what it says in this section in the Message Bible on top of this chapter. It says, a fight to the finish, and that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. There's no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Remember something. He was hurled out of heaven, and only one third of the angels were hurled out with him that became demons. But two thirds of the angels are still alive and well, glory to God, and functioning in our life. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. See, it says in the King James, having done all, stand. When you know who you are, when you know whose you are, when you know that God of the universe lives on the inside of you, hallelujah, and the Holy Ghost fire burns inside of you and is shut up in your bones, it doesn't matter which way and what way the enemy might try to come. It doesn't matter anymore what he tries to throw against you. It doesn't matter what he tries to do. It doesn't matter what symptom the doctor tells you you have. It doesn't matter what somebody says about you. It doesn't matter. It ceases to matter who's lying about you. It doesn't matter if your boss gives you a pink slip. It doesn't matter if some spouse or some person you love walks out of you, out of your life, and cheats on you and says, I want a divorce. It ceases to matter because you know whose you are and who you serve, and there is a stand up on the inside of you, you see. Hallelujah. You can be watching a relative you love deteriorate on a hospital bed. Hallelujah. But there's a stand up on the inside of you where you begin to say, I'm going to stand my ground. And I'm going to hold on. Don't shrink back, church. Don't just let some oppression lay itself on your soul. Some weariness, some compromise, some heaviness. Rise up. Rise up in the strength of the Lord, in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation. They're more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and your sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Pastor Paul and I were riding our bike the other night, and I love the fall, probably because I was born in November. I love the fall, and I love when you hear the geese fly over and you hear them, and they were flying so beautiful, and we just stopped our bike, and we looked up, and we watched them, and you know how they make that beautiful V formation, and then like someone, one of them comes from the side and works its way up. The whole time they're honking at each other, and the first one must get tired, and they fall back. We watched it. They fall back, and they go to the back where they don't have to fight the resistance. But they're honking. What are they doing? Even creation is saying something. No, the body of Christ, we kill each other. When somebody's down, we kick them. When somebody sins, we crucify them. When somebody makes a mistake, we talk about them and gossip about them. No, this says right here, be sure no one falls behind. Be an encourager. I'm here to encourage somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus help me. I'm not even on the first page of my notes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm here to preach to you this morning so that you'll be strengthened. Say strengthened. How many of you right now, even before I got off the first page of my notes, you feel something on the inside of you rising up? That's the Holy Ghost. That's the lion in your belly. The Bible says in Ezekiel, every one of us has four faces, a man, a lion. Let it roar. Hallelujah. Serious days we're living in. Listen to this statistic. 92% of people who go forward to receive Christ as Savior, listen to this, go back. 8% of those who come forward and make a confession of Christ as Savior stick. You telling me we don't have some opposition? I wonder why that is. Part of the reason why that is they're not prepared. They don't have a pastor who stands up and tells them on a weekly basis, several times a week, you're in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rise up in strength, speak the word, expect opposition. No, they're not. There's no preaching on it. There's no preaching on God's judgment. There's not sound doctrine. The Bible says in the last days, people will have itching ears. They'll want to hear what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. We are here on a weekly basis giving you spinach, hallelujah, so that you can be strengthened for the battle. That's why only 8%, I believe that there's much more than that in this house, glory to God, remain. No sound doctrine. Who preaches on hell? Listen, my kids were well versed on hell. Boys, did I talk about hell all the time? I scared the hell right out of you too. It's okay to say hell in church. It's in the Bible. I remember a conversation, I don't know if they remember, but I remember, and I sat them down at the kitchen table, and I think Paulie was about 15 and Jamie's 6 years younger, whatever, and I said, let me tell you something right now. You guys are on your own. I have talked, we have preached, we have taught, we have prayed, we'll continue to speak, talk, pray, preach, but you are on your own, and you better start making the right decisions. Because hell is a real place, and you are going to go there if you keep it up. People are preaching some mamby-pamby marshmallows in the pillow is what comes to mind. I'd like to have a pillow with marshmallows in it. That's what most people are preaching. Oh, just come to Jesus, and your life is going to be easy. Your road is going to be easy, and they don't know anything about warfare. Nobody told them you joined the army of the Lord. Nobody told them the spirit of Elijah's on the earth and you're going to be opposed. We got to bring that song back. Remember that song that we used to sing about, we're going forth in the spirit of Elijah, praying a prayer that brings about change? Come on. That's what's wrong. That's why people are falling away. People are trying, listen, to add Jesus into the mix of everything else that they're doing. It doesn't work that way. He came to be a separator. Hallelujah. He doesn't want to be added into the mix of all the other stuff that we think and that we do. And every once in a while, we'll just take a little dose of Jesus, hallelujah, and we'll put a smile on our face and we'll go to work and say to people, try Jesus. No, you don't try Jesus. You live Jesus. In him, you live and you move and you have your being and you don't cut it out and you don't quit and you don't stop until we get to heaven. Glory to God. We're going to be in some fight or another until we see him. Ain't that exciting news? People want an easy Christian life. That's why they're falling away. No, the word says in 2 Timothy 2, we are soldiers, good soldiers. Hallelujah. We're in a fight like no other time. When we were with Pastor Dosik and we took him to dinner when he was here, we had such a nice conversation. And he just said something that went right through my spirit. It actually really blessed us. He said, you know, Pastor, I see so much flakiness in the body of Christ, and there's so much weirdness going on in the world right now, separated from the body of Christ, just the world. He said, I really wonder sometimes if even the men in the Bible that we revere and look up to would have made it in the day and age and hour that we were chosen to live in. You were born for now. They were born for then. They didn't see what we see. They didn't see 5,000 babies aborted a day in America. They didn't see the things that we were going to see, that we live with on a daily basis. They saw them far off in the spirit. They didn't go to the colleges. They didn't go into the high schools. They didn't have to live in the hour and the day. We've been chosen by God to be born to live in 2007 because we've been chosen to be warriors and fight the good fight of faith. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You know, there's not a lot of preaching. Not on hell. There's not sound doctrine on God's judgment. No, just sin and repent, 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 sin and repent. I'm just telling you, I'm giving you some good instruction this morning. If you get in a place and all they teach you is God's grace, sin and repent, sin, get out of there fast. Just go. Run. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and there's 70 times in the New Testament alone that talks about suffering. Can anybody identify? Have you suffered some things right now? I can only say things are coming like in waves, in threes, in fours. Where it used to be, you'd be walking down the road and every once in a while you'd get smacked with a trial. I got to tell you, in the last 5 or 6 years, it seems like on a daily basis, something's coming, something else is coming, something's coming on top of that. But the word of God says, if we suffer with him, we will reign with him. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout of praise this morning. If you suffer with him, you're going to reign with him. Turn your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Are you getting something out of this today? Because I'm encouraging myself and somebody else in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Peter chapter 1. Suffering. See, people don't like to talk about suffering. They don't preach it too much. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Who are chosen and foreknown by God the Father and consecrated, sanctified, and made holy by the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ the Messiah and to be sprinkled with his blood. May grace, spiritual blessing, peace be given you in increasing abundance, that spiritual peace to be realized in and through Christ, freedom from fears, agitating passions, and moral conflicts. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Are we living in the last time? Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, say it's just for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. That really means trials and tests there. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire. Have you been walking through a fire? Feel like you've been walking through a fire. Maybe some for a long time. Hallelujah. I'm here to encourage you this morning. Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now it says manifold heavinesses, manifold temptation, distressed by trials, suffering trials, purified by fire. Hallelujah. Listen, it's very interesting that verse 7 here says, these things are to strengthen us, not to kill us, but to strengthen us. Listen to what it says, that we might be found unto praise and honor and glory. Some stuff is being worked out in the fire. Some stuff is being worked out in the trial. And I want to ask you a question this morning. You don't have to answer me out loud, but ask yourself, can I praise God in the trial? We just think, oh, when I get out of this trial, then I'm going to praise God. No, it doesn't work that way, church. We have to learn to be a worshiper and a praiser in the middle of the fire, knowing that it's working for us a greater weight of glory, that God's perfection is being made manifest on the inside of us. It's the press, it's the trial, it's the fire. God doesn't put those things in our life. The Bible says that Satan meant it for evil, hallelujah, but God will work it out for our good. And we have to come to the point as a believer of knowing we are in a fight to the finish. Every morning when we get up, we need to shine up our armor and get the word of God on the inside of us and get this sword that the Spirit wields and realize, okay, whatever comes my way today, I'm going to praise in the trial. I'm going to use the word of God. I'm going to work the word of God. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm going to say, God, whatever you're working out in me in the middle of this trial, I want to be like you. I want to look like you. I want to act like you. I want to see the miracles you saw come through me. And that comes out of trial. Hallelujah. I came to encourage you this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what's coming down the road towards you. I don't know what's come down the road towards you. I don't know what you've walked through. I don't know what you may walk through tomorrow. I don't know what you're walking through this morning. But I know we are in a fight. Hallelujah. And we are more than a conqueror. I know by my own life. And the things I have seen as a believer, and the things I have suffered as a believer, and the disappointments, and the times the enemy tried to discourage, and the people I prayed for that died and didn't live. I know from the things that we've walked through, that this is a fight to the finish, but that God is greater and His grace is sufficient for every trial and every test. The Word of God says He makes a way of escape. Hallelujah. And I know that God is faithful, and I know that I know Him, He knows me, whose I am and whom I am, and I know that I'm going to serve Him until I see Him face to face. And I know it's not easy. Who said it was going to be easy? Who told you that it was going to be easy? Who said to you when you came to Christ, come to Jesus, you'll never cry again. Come to Jesus, you'll never have a burden. No, I don't know if somebody said that to you, but they were wrong, because the Word of God says, Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow me if you want to be a disciple of mine. I don't know what it is that you're carrying this morning, but I know that I know that I know that God is with you. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say it, God is with me. Hallelujah. God's solution, listen, is not in the answer. Don't look to the answer. God's solution is not in the answer, but it's in the action that we take during and our reaction to the trial. I'm going to say it again. God's solution is not in the answer, but He's interested in our action and our reaction. People are watching us, church. They're watching us when we're tried by fire. They're watching us on the good days. They're watching us on the sad days. Those that you work with, those that you live with, your family members, those that you love, those that you're witnessing to, they're watching you. Hallelujah. God's in us no matter what's going on. We are saved. We are healed. We are protected. We are preserved. We are made whole. I want you to say that with me this morning. I am saved. I am healed. I am protected. I am preserved. I am made whole. I'm in a fight to the finish. Verse 6 of that chapter in Peter talks about heaviness. Listen to what heaviness means in the Greek. It means grief, sadness, distress, to be sorrowful. It says heaviness there. Hallelujah. Greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, we're in heaviness. We're in sadness. We're in sorrow. We're distressed. It's not going to last. It's a season. Hallelujah. And church, I'm telling you this morning, what we need is to have unwavering perseverance. Unwavering perseverance. Not only a fight, but how many of us can say we are staying right at the cutting edge of aggressiveness in our fight? Walking in discernment and authority and unwavering faith. Discernment, 1 Corinthians 12:10, authority, Luke 10:19, unwavering faith, Hebrews 10:35. Not just making it, but victorious in it, in the middle of it. Perseverance. Listen to perseverance. Very interesting word. And you know what I see as a pastor and as a wife and a mother and a believer? I see that people do not persevere. They quit. Right on the edge, right on the brink of their answer, right on the edge, right on the brink of the miracle. They quit. Perseverance. Its meaning is rooted in the word severe. Look right, if you write perseverance out, right in the middle is the word severe. We need to persevere when it's severe. Severe in the Webster's dictionary means unsparing, harsh, serious, grave, grievous, causing discomfort, distress, sharp, unsparing, harsh, severe. Some of you sitting right here this morning, some listening by radio, some listening wherever you may be by shortwave, some watching by television this morning, severe things. We need to persevere through them. Grievous, causing discomfort, distress, sharp. I have to say, I have never, like the last few years, been so discomforted, uncomfortable, not feeling like I'm in the zone, not feeling like I'm in the groove of the Holy Spirit, not knowing what's going to come next, wondering what in the world is going on. It's never been like this before. What happened? Discomfort. Severe. We have to realize being stretched by severe and extreme circumstances, listen, can push us to the next level of our spiritual progress. Why? Because you're either going to quit, give up, let heaviness lay on your soul, compromise, pick up a drink, run away, buy a Corvette that's a convertible, take up with a 20-year-old, I don't know, or you're going to persevere and walk with the King and see the King every day in our life. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. How many of you want to go to the next level of spiritual progress? Hallelujah. Luke 8:15 says this, bear fruit with perseverance. Our spirit is saved by faith in Christ, but our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions are transformed through faith and endurance. Did you hear that? When you come to Christ, your spirit is saved by faith in Christ, but your soul, that's another whole ball game. Our mind, our will, our emotions, they are just rebellious things. They need to be sanctified on a daily basis. And they come to Christ as we persevere. Our mind, our will, our emotions will be transformed through faith and then enduring and persevering in the middle of trial. Listen to what endurance means in the Webster's dictionary. The power of withstanding hardships. Anybody have some hardships? The power of withstanding stress. Perseverance, steadily persistent in adhering to a course of action or belief. What's our belief? What's your belief? Stand to your feet this morning. I'm going to stop right here. Stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. What's our belief? What's our belief? What causes us to persevere? What do we say in the midst of the fight? Hallelujah. What did Jesus use when he was in the midst of the fight in the garden? We can't quit. We can't give up. We can't walk out. We can't back up. We can't just say, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. We can't compromise, church. Hallelujah. We want to conquer. We don't just want relief. You know, when we're in the middle of a battle, you cry out, and I've done it. Believe me. In my kitchen, in my car, in my home, taking a walk. God, just let it stop now. Get me out of this. Relief. God's eternal. God is interested in eternity. He's interested in what's happening on the inside of us this morning. I want you to close your eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Word of God says, just close your eyes and just listen. The Word of God says, hallelujah, in Luke, praise you, Jesus, 3, verses 4 and 5, that Jesus came, hallelujah, to fill up our valleys, if you're in a valley this morning, to level mountains, to make the crooked place. The Lord told me a couple of weeks ago, there were people in this church, people under our ministry, people under our covering, people watching, people listening, who were feeling like they were in the midst of a crooked place. The Word of God says Jesus will make that straight. He didn't say it was going to be easy. He said, come on, join the army of God, and I'm going to walk with you through the valleys, on the mountains, the crooked places, the rough roads. Listen, the rough roads will be made smooth. Hallelujah. The uneven, rocky, jagged, that's what it means. Rough roads means uneven, rocky, and jagged. Some of you have walked through things that were so sharp and piercing and jagged, you didn't know if you're going to make it, but you're here this morning. Glory to God. And you might have heard a lot this morning. If you're a believer, I want you to just pray quietly in the spirit. You may have never heard a message like this before. Maybe you have. I don't know. But you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be the Lord of your life and take control over you. Let me tell you something, people. We're going to go through things that we have never even dreamed or thought we would go through, and we had better know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And there's an altar right here, and if you don't know him as your Savior this morning, And you know that there's something missing on the inside of you. Yeah, you've been in a fight, but there's been no Spirit of God to help you in the fight. I want you to come up out of your seat and just stand here this morning and say, yes, I want to ask Jesus Christ into my life. Hallelujah. I want to make him Lord of my life. If you're here this morning and you don't know him as Savior, if there's somebody right next to you and you think they don't know the Lord, just ask them and walk them up this morning. Hallelujah. I believe this message really mostly, hallelujah, was for the body of Christ today. Those that do know the Lord, glory to God. This is Jason, everybody. He's come to make Jesus Christ the Lord of his life. Amen. Let's pray this prayer this morning together, and let's repeat it with Jason. Just pray this prayer with me this morning. Lord Jesus, I come before you just as I am. I need your help. You're a Savior. You're a King. I confess my sins. I leave them right here in this place. And I ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart and take control of my life and forgive me of every sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's rejoice. The Bible says all heaven rejoices when one person comes to the Lord. Amen. Jason, there's some people right over there. They're just going to put a Bible in your hand. They're going to pray with you, give you some more instruction. I'm glad you came this morning. Who brought you here this morning? All right, Joe, good for you. God bless you. Amen, sir. Go. Come on, let's welcome him into the family of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I usually preach for around an hour. I left some time this morning. Maybe you feel like you've been in a fight and that heaviness, that weariness, that oppression, that just that stinky attitude or tiredness or slothfulness, which is like, oh God, I just don't want to fight anymore. If that's you, you need to come out of your seat this morning. You need to come out of your seat this morning. Everybody's been there at one time or another, but I believe God wants you to come out of your seat and just stand across the front. Go right up near the front. Nobody's going to pray with you. I just want you to go right up along close as you can and just begin to call out on the Lord. Say, God, forgive me for that. I'm in a fight to the finish. I'm believing you. And God, by his anointing, is going to strengthen you this morning. Hallelujah. Just stand right there and just begin to worship the Lord and thank the Lord and praise the Lord and call out on the Lord this morning. God knows how hard it's been. God knows how hard it's been. God knows how hard it's been. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Hallelujah. God knows how hard it's been. Please don't quit. Please don't give up. Come on, church, pray this morning. If you can just stay a minute and just pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't. You're right on the edge. Right on the edge. Right on the edge. Right about to break through. Hallelujah. We belong to Jesus. We're the light in the world. The enemy wants to snuff us out. He wants to snuff out the light that shines out of us. Oh, but hallelujah. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. It's all right if you're crying. Go ahead and cry. Go ahead and cry and just call on the Lord. Hallelujah. Rondorolobo shahalamaha. New strength, God. New strength, Lord. New strength, Father God. New strength, Father God. Hallelujah. Strength for the trial. Strength for the battle. Strength for the warfare. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paradadabashaha. Lord, 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 we belong to you. Come on, yes. These people are serious that are here right now. You be serious with them this morning. They're serious. Just pray with us this morning. Ha-da-da-bo-sha. I like some care ministry people. If you could just come up out from your seat and just stand behind. Just stand behind and just pray. Let's agree. Let's agree. Like I said about those geese, they were honking. They were honking at each other. They were saying, don't quit up there. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't go the wrong way. Don't make the wrong turn. Hallelujah. Don't buckle under. Don't give in to pressure. Don't give up. Don't back up. Hallelujah. Just stand in agreement with them this morning and let them feel your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Let them feel your faith. Let them feel your prayers this morning. Hallelujah. We belong to Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. And you that need it, just receive. Just receive the strength of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. I came to encourage you this morning. It's going to be all right. You're going to make it. You're not going to die. Hallelujah. God didn't forget about you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No matter how dark it is, His light shines in every dark place. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. If God leads some of you care ministry people, just go over and put your hands on some and begin to pray and agree with them and just be like God's creation, those geese that were just honking at each other and encouraging each other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Odoboko shata ta talabaha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit and your anointing, your strength being poured in. Lord God, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. We fight to the finish, church. We're not going to give up. We're not going to quit. We fight. We fight. We fight. It's a good fight of faith. Hallelujah. God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. God's brought me through the darkest days of my life. I never thought I'd come through. Hallelujah. And here we are testifying of the goodness of the Lord. The Bible says, David said, I would have fainted if I hadn't believed to see the Lord God in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Are you going to sing that or are you just playing that? Go ahead and sing that. You are great. Glory to God. Barb and Tony, you want to go and just help them sing that if you can stay a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
To your name.
Yes, we worship Hatala. Your anointing.
Praises to your name.
Strength, oh God. In trial and test, Lord. Touch your people today, Father God. Touch your people today.
And great. Praises to your name.
See us through, oh God. To see us through, oh God. The victory.
Oh, Lord. Praises to your name.
Hallelujah. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hallelujah.
Great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name.
By the shed blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. You know every person in this room. You know every life. Before we were formed, you knew us. While we were yet in our mother's womb, and you planned the days of our life. And Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name. Every person who came forward today, it's not by might or power, but by your spirit, that these are strengthened, renewed, that a fire on the inside of their belly will burn, rivers of living water, strength through every trial and test, a spirit of perseverance and faith rising up, knowing that we are in a fight to the end. But Lord, your word says this fight has been fixed. Psalm 119, verse 89, your word is forever fixed, established in the heavens. And we ask you, praise you, and thank you for your touch. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Go in the Holy Ghost today. Go in power. Go in might. If you want to linger around the altar for a moment, go ahead and do that. Greet somebody as you do that this morning.
For your name.